Well, today we're on to day 16 in our study in the book of Galatians, and we're going to begin chapter 5 today. I've titled this lesson, All or Nothing. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace, for through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Paul is continuing to challenge these believers and their acceptance of the requirements of the law. You can just hear the passion in his words as he pleads with them to see what they are truly doing as they set Christ aside in favor of the law. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Freedom from the law, freedom from sin. Christ has come to justify us so that we might be redeemed. We don't have to try to save ourselves by following the law, which doesn't work anyway. Why, oh why, oh why would we allow ourselves to become slaves again? Just like the Galatians who fell so easily back into the idea of, here's the list of rules, follow them and you'll be fine. We too have to be on our guard to continually remind ourselves that we have been saved through grace. Not because we are so awesome, but because our God is. It is interesting to note that the Jews referred to the yoke of the law as a good thing, as the essence of true religion. And Paul challenges that idea here, calling the law a burden, and that yoke not of true religion, but of slavery. Paul tells the Galatians that if they allow themselves to be circumcised in order to follow the law, and to make themselves righteous, not only will they have failed to become righteous, but they will have found absolutely no value at all. Worse than no good reason, they will have thrown off Christ, not continued in him. After all, we can't justify ourselves. We can't make ourselves righteous. So following the Judaizers in their zeal to have all the Gentile Christians circumcised in order for the Judaizers to accept them, that's absolutely pointless. Truly, they were worried about being accepted by the Judaizers when they should have been much more concerned with being accepted by God. Besides which, by choosing to obey the law, they didn't get to pick the rules they wanted to follow and leave the rest. If they thought they were going to save themselves, to justify themselves through works, then they would have to keep all the laws, not just circumcision. The Galatian believers weren't going to follow the whole law, but they were listening to the Judaizers on this one point, as if this one point of the law was so much more important than any other part of the law. Remember, if anyone broke the law at one point, he was guilty of breaking the whole law. Thus, by placing themselves back under the law, they had to keep themselves from breaking any part of it. And that was never possible. Also, if they have been exposed to the truth of Christ and turned their backs on him to pursue justification through works, they're showing that their faith was never genuine. A sad thought to me is that as we replace Christ with the law and try to save ourselves, we've basically said to Christ, here you go, that grace you offered, that sacrifice on the cross, yep, I don't need that, I can save myself. You completely reject Christ's sacrifice, whether you realize it or not, when you insist on proving just how good you are and just how lucky Christ is to have you on his team. In case you didn't know, I have to tell you all, God doesn't need any of us to accomplish his purpose. The Bible tells us that if we weren't here to praise God, the very rocks would call out to him. God doesn't need us, but he chose us. And I think that's amazingly cool. Just as I didn't need children to make me happy, I wanted to have children because I wanted to share my love with them. In much the same way, we, as God's children, are not here because God was not complete without us, but because God wanted to create us because our existence brings him pleasure. It is through faith in Christ that we are justified and made righteous. It is because of this that we long for, hope for, and eagerly await the promise that is to come, eternal life. The hope of the righteous, made righteous by Christ, is heaven. So what matters? Faith, which shows itself in love. Our faith in Christ, if it is only faith as a word, and not true, adoring love of God along with it, it isn't faith. And how do we know that we love him? If we could keep his commands and we love others. That love of Christ will show through in how we treat other believers, how we treat non-believers, how we seek to read his word, how we seek his face in our lives as well. True love is active, and among other things, it seeks to help others, to encourage and strengthen others, and sometimes that means speaking the truth in love to others even when it might upset them. Never confuse love with tolerance, the buzzword of today. Our God, our holy, mighty God, is holy and just, and he is intolerant of sin. And we are to be like him, to strive through the Holy Spirit toward his perfection, just as he showed his love for us in sending his Son to die for us, and that while we were still sinners and therefore enemies of God. The key thing I want us to sit on and focus on today is that last phrase, faith working through love. My questions concern that thought. What does your faith look like? Remember that rude cashier at the store the other day? Are you more concerned with letting them know that they are being rude, or with offering them hope in this dark world? That relative who always knows just the right thing to say to really hurt you and upset you and make you feel about 2 inches tall? Are you more concerned with avoiding them or defending yourself or with offering them the freedom you have in Christ? That TV show you just love to watch, do you make sure to watch it every week, even if you don't read your Bible every week? That book you can't put down? Is it more important than spending time in prayer with your Father in heaven? I'm totally preaching to myself here, by the way. I have those relatives, too. I get irritated at rude people, too. But do I ever wonder why they're rude and what hurt they're hiding? I do have a tendency to read until I fall asleep, even if it means I don't pray before I go to sleep that night. So be honest. Ask yourself what your faith looks like, and then ask him for forgiveness. And ask him to change your heart and your behavior. Remember the words of our Savior. Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Don't stay yoked under the law that does not save you. Take his yoke upon you. Learn from him what it means to have faith working through love, as his Holy Spirit shows you what true worship, obedience, and self-sacrificing love of others really looks like. Ladies, you can find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com. Day 16, All or Nothing.